We believe that people have different communication support needs depending on the decision to be made and whether they are symbolic or non-symbolic communicators. Formal symbolic communicators communicate using speech, pictures, symbols, writing, spelling, typing, or a communication device. And they may or may not require supports to make and or communicate decisions that matter to them. They may or may not have challenges understanding spoken language. And we're going to be addressing issues around communication supports for symbolic communicators in session 4. We're also going to address informal, non-symbolic communicators and the needs that they may have. Non-symbolic communicators communicate using body language, facial expression, vocalization, or they point at objects or people, and they communicate using behaviors that other people need to interpret in order to know their preferences, non-preferences, and choices. And they typically have significant challenges understanding spoken language. Now, we also recognize people who cannot communicate or make informed decisions, even after an assessment by a speech-language pathologist and the provision of communication supports to maximize their communication. Now, they may have acquired or degenerative cognitive disabilities, or they may not be able to communicate because of a medical condition such as intubation or the drugs or medications that they're on, or a general level of awareness and or unconsciousness. They may have to rely on trusted people to speak on their behalf and to make decisions based on their current and past known preferences, will, values, advanced directives, wishes, personal, emotional, and spiritual needs. In this resource, we're focusing on the communication needs of the first two categories, formal and informal communicators. Because all too often, people who have speech, language, and communication needs find that they are perceived to be unable to make their own decisions, and their lives are often controlled by substitute decision makers. So our resource aims to describe ways to maximize people's communication so that they can be center stage in their lives, that they can exercise as much control and as much autonomy as they can, with or without assistance from people that they trust.